Two Characteristics of the Gosvami, by Krishna's Mercy.
Satyam Kirtantuma Yatantascha Dridhavrataya Namasyantascha Ma Bhaktya Nityayukta Upaste. Quote, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.14.
1. Controlling the senses. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that this is the first part of being a Gosvami, in truth. Not necessarily in the title bestowed by an institution of repute. Not an honorary inherited from birth within a certain family. But an actual Gosvami, who has mastery over the senses. This is the literal translation to the Sanskrit word. To control the senses is not easy. The mind is like an enemy when under the bodily identification. The mind guides me towards areas of temporary significance. The non-permanent as opposed to the permanent.
Uddhared Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avsadet Atmev He Atmano Bandhur Atmev Ripur Atmana. Quote, a man must elevate himself by his own mind, not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul, and his enemy as well. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.5.
The mind turns into a friend when there is identification as the self. This is the true identity of the individual. I am spirit soul. I am Brahman. I am a spark of the sum collective spiritual energy. I am both one with and different from the divine. In the friendly state, the mind attracts me towards like-minded people. This association is known as sadhu sangha, gathering with people who also identify with the self, or at least those who are trying to maintain that identification. The Gosvami helps to solidify that identification through control over the senses. The strongest harmful urges are in the areas of intoxication, meat-eating, gambling, and illicit sex. The voluntarily accepted prohibitions on these four activities become collectively known as the four regulative principles. 2. Always glorifying Krishna by varieties of engagement in devotional service 24 hours a day. This is the second and more important side to the identification of the true Gosvami. Someone might be able to control their senses, but perhaps some lingering attachment remains. Maybe they are proud of their ascendancy in Varijaya. If controlling the senses were an Olympic sport, they would be the champion decorated with the most gold medals.
Karmendriyani Sanyame Ya Aste Mansa Smaran Indriyarthan Vimudhatma Mithyachara Sa Uchyate. Quote, one who restrains the senses and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.6.
The true Gosvami is always glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Krishna. If they should happen to be working, in carrying out daily responsibilities, they are still glorifying. Mother Yashoda tends to household duties throughout the day, but she is always linked in consciousness with her beloved son.
Quote, while churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.9.1-2 purport.
The gopis of Vrindavan are similarly engaged in daily affairs, but their thoughts are always with Krishna. They are always glorifying him through their activities. They are better than yogis in this regard. There is no sufficient way for Krishna to repay the favor. A Gosvami might be known for their beautiful singing, with music accompanying their chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Agosvami might be known for their constant travel and public speaking. They are not afraid to meet any challengers. They can defeat anyone using Shastra as support, to dispel the sophistry masquerading as intelligent philosophy or advanced thought. Agosvami might be known for their prolific output in writing. They author so many wonderful works, explaining the science of self-realization adjusted for the time and circumstance, while maintaining fidelity to the original meanings. For instance, they explain Bhagavad Gita as it is, as opposed to how a person might speculate it to be. Agosvami might not be known at all. They live and work in anonymity, but they are always thinking of the Supreme Lord. In their own way, through example and behavior, Charitra, they are always helping others to reach the same elevation in consciousness, which is the highest goal of life. In closing, maybe not as Agosvami known, but through example shown. What an important in life. Like with Nanda's wife, who glories of Krishna singing, to life his pastimes bringing, passing each and every day, in most blissful way.